Welcome to the NewsRamp, Industry and Manufacturing Podcast for Saturday morning, April 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Investor News breaks Olinox Industries extends timeline for $36 million Omega Midstream acquisition. Olinox Industries has extended the timeline for its $36 million acquisition of the Omega Pipeline System and related midstream assets from Vivacore Inc. to April 30th, 2026. The companies are conducting diligence and audit processes for the transaction, which includes cash, debt, and equity components. This move aligns with Olinox's strategy to enhance its energy and field services platform with fee-based crude gathering, transportation, and terminaling infrastructure in Oklahoma's Stack Play. UGUI beginning night work in Easton on Sunday. UGU Utilities will begin night work in Easton starting Sunday, April 12th until Friday, May 1st. This project is part of their ongoing system upgrade to ensure safe and reliable service for customers. For more information, visit their website.
Mission IREN News breaks. Linkers Industries Limited announces full exercise of Series B cashless warrants. Linkers Industries Limited has announced the full exercise of all Series B cashless warrants issued in its March 2026 public offering. Following the exercise and a 250-for-1 reverse share split, the company now has 1,521,376 Class A ordinary shares and 250,000 Class B ordinary shares outstanding. Reflecting the completion of the zero exercise price warrant conversion tied to its approximately $16 million financing.
Tech Media Breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc., featured in AI Newswire editorial on AI and robotics and pharma manufacturing. Tech Media Breaks reports that Knight Food Holdings, Inc. was featured in an editorial by AINWS Wire discussing the role of AI and robotics in pharmaceutical manufacturing. The editorial highlights the impact of evolving standards like the EU's GMP Annex 1 on automation adoption. Knight Food, operating as TechForce Robotics, is developing AI-enabled robotic platforms to ensure compliance and efficiency in various industries.
Biomed News breaks. Onctoletic Therapeutics, Inc., featured in AI Newswire editorial on AI-driven pharma manufacturing. Onctoletic Therapeutics was featured in an editorial by AI Newswire discussing the integration of artificial intelligence in pharmaceutical manufacturing. The editorial highlights the shift towards AI in production workflows for real-time monitoring and optimization, aligning with good manufacturing practice requirements. This positions Onctelec at the forefront of biotechnology and digital systems for increased efficiency and cost advantages.
Chile desalination industry facts. Chile dominates desalination investment in Latin America, with over $20 billion committed to projects. The region has seen rapid growth, with more than 25 new projects in the pipeline. The 8th International Congress, Desalination Latin America 2026, will take place in Santiago on June 17th, 18th, offering a platform to engage with industry leaders. Register now to be a part of this important event.
Wheel Vision Limited positions AI-powered collision avoidance tech as solution to rail safety mandates. Rail Vision Limited positions its AI-powered collision avoidance technology as a solution to rail safety mandates. The National Transportation Safety Board intensifies its focus on collision prevention technologies after multiple rail incidents. Rail Vision's sensor systems combine advanced imaging technologies with AI and deep learning algorithms to address key railway safety challenges. The company's technology integrates with existing rail infrastructure, offering flexibility for operators seeking safety upgrades without extensive system overhauls.
Fast truck lettering and DOT decals with same-day service. Fast truck lettering and DOT decals with same-day service. Same-day Vinyl, a vinyl lettering company in Deland, Florida, is offering same-day U.S. DOT number decals and truck door lettering for fleet operators. The company's quick turnaround time sets it apart, helping businesses maintain compliance and project a professional image without the typical wait times. Learn more at samedayvinyl.com. Investor news breaks: Craig Biocraft Laboratories Inc. sets record with 1.3 metric tons of spider silk production in 1 month. Craig Biocraft Laboratories has set a new world record by producing over 1.3 metric tons of recombinant spider silk cocoons in a single month. This achievement signifies a significant advancement towards commercializing this advanced biomaterial on an industrial scale. The company's successful execution of its 2026 scale-up plan has led to expanded facilities and high-output performance. With a target of ramping up production to 10 metric tons per month for various applications in technical textiles and performance materials.
AIM News Breaks. Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. featured an editorial on AI-driven transformation of pharmaceutical manufacturing. Ontoletic Therapeutics is featured in an AINESWIREE editorial discussing the integration of artificial intelligence in pharmaceutical manufacturing. AI systems are replacing manual approaches, ensuring compliance with GMP standards. This shift towards intelligent, automated production environments aims to enhance data integrity and operational efficiency, reducing human error. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
AA News Breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc., highlighted in editorial on AI robotics driving pharmaceutical manufacturing compliance. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is featured in an AI Newswire editorial discussing how AI and robotics are reshaping pharmaceutical manufacturing to meet stricter regulations. The company's AI-enabled robotic platforms with SOP intelligence and real-time deviation detection are part of a larger trend toward automation-driven compliance and improved data integrity. Learn more at https://ibn.fm/584HP.
Debate rages on viability of proposed copper smelter in BC. Debate rages over the proposed copper smelter in British Columbia, with experts split on its financial viability. Some believe it could boost Canada's global copper market position, while others doubt its economic sense due to oversupply issues. Advocates argue for domestic processing to increase resource value and reduce reliance on foreign refiners, proposing collaboration among G7 nations to stabilize pricing and demand.
American Fusion TEM is in talks with a global industrial organization to secure a long-term supply framework for helium-3 and deuterium, essential fuels for its Texitron TEM fusion system. This move is crucial for the commercialization of fusion energy, especially considering the scarcity of helium-3. Operating through its subsidiary Kepler Fusion Technologies, the company aims to deploy scalable 5MW and 100MW reactor designs. These discussions highlight efforts to establish supply chains and partnerships for commercial fusion systems.
Rock Breaks: Grams Mining Ventures Corp. is set to acquire G2 Goldfields TSX GTWO OTCQX GUYGF in Guyana Gold District Combination. Grams Mining Ventures Corp. is set to acquire G2 Goldfields TSX GTWO Gaia GF in a strategic move to combine their projects in the Guyana Gold District. The agreement will see Grams Mining acquiring all outstanding G2 shares, creating a large-scale, low-cost gold mining hub with significant production potential. The deal includes a court-approved plan of arrangement and offers synergies across various aspects of the operations.
Energy News Breaks. Frontier as North America's CEO, Matthew T. McKean, frames Mason County groundbreaking as launch of new U.S. energy industry. Frontier as North America CEO, Matthew T. McKean frames the Mason County groundbreaking as the launch of a new U.S. energy industry. The blob highlights the company's fast-form technology and its potential to transform the domestic energy landscape. McKean emphasizes the company's rapid execution and scalable proof point in processing coal into high-value products. This project marks the first step in Frontier's broader national strategy to enhance energy security and shareholder value.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.